Now, I promised you, within this hour, we're going to discuss relationships. And it's a relationship that a lot of people have a vested interest in. Here's the deal. You remember last year that there was an issue between Jada Pinkett Smith and August Alsina. So August went online, admitted to having an affair with Jada Pinkett Smith. He wrote a song about it, released it, and basically speaking about how Jada is the love of his life. Jada then admitted to it as well. She was like, yes, we did have that kind of relationship. And she took herself to her show, which is called The Red Table. So they had a red table talk with Will Smith. And basically they spoke about the difficulties that they'd faced in their marriage, etc. and so on. Well, we need to rewind a little bit, because before there was a guy named August Alsina, back in the 90s, the early 90s, in fact, from 1991 onwards, there was a guy named Tupac Shakur, Tupac Amaru Shakur. And Jada had a relationship with Tupac. So last night, Jada posted a message because Tupac would have been turning 50 today, the 16th of June. She was like, happy birthday, Tupac. I wanted to post this message today, well, the following day, tomorrow, which would have been today, but I decided I couldn't wait any longer, so I'm posting it tonight. And then people started losing their minds again, like, Will Smith, will your wife ever get over the relationship she had with Tupac? And she's come out and said Tupac was like her soulmate, actually, right? I don't think it's that big of a deal personally. One, Tupac is dead, and he's been dead since 1996. Two, Will Smith, in his own right, is like one of the biggest movie stars. He's got his own money. I don't see why he'd be insecure about Tupac. And also, just because you marry somebody doesn't mean they cease to have a history. Of course she's got ex-boyfriends, and of course she's attached to Tupac. I mean, I didn't even know Tupac, and here I am celebrating his birthday. Why can't she? Right? But a lot of people are saying this is not a good look on Will's part. So it got me thinking, and I want to ask, have you ever had a rebound relationship? A relationship you just couldn't get over. That one person, you're like, Ngisho kuthiwa, and you think you're done? And then it just pulls you back in. If you are that person, give us a shout. 086-00-00959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well.
I do not believe in rebounding. I feel like that's unfair to your new flame. And it does not make sense for one to start a new relationship when they know very well they haven't cleared their feelings for someone else. So rebounding is a complete no-no for me. And I hope I've never been a rebound or anyone's rebound. But yeah, I do not believe in rebounding.
Well, so maybe let's clarify. By rebounding, we don't mean using somebody to get over another person. We're just saying boomeranging, actually. So going back to a relationship that you've been in before. So that one person you can't get over. So let's say you and I were in a relationship, then you move on, now you're in a relationship with Pa, and then you come back to a relationship with me. So that's kind of the clarity.
Hi, Sizwe. On the relationship meta, or rather relationship topic, I know all about it. I know all about it. And you know, sometimes we go back to people that we love, mm-hmm. or rather that our hearts want. But in all honesty, you're not even supposed to be with that person. They keep on hurting you. They keep on giving you the reason to leave. So I have been in that situation where and it's just so hard moving on. It's just so hard getting over them, and they're hurting me repeatedly. It's just a lot. And I remember last year, we had broken up in 2016. Mm. All these years, I was doing fine without him. Last year, he texted me, and all those feelings just, boom. Abuya, I won't come my feelings, you see. And I was like, what? We dated, but wakuphinda futhi lokho.
Yeah, look, that's the guy that has your soul. They call him soulmates. And sometimes I feel like people grow, right? So absence not only makes a heart fonder, but it also makes people wiser. So how a person may have behaved in 2016, for example, is very different to how they behave in 2021. So maybe you should give him a chance. Maybe. But having said that, once bitten, twice shy. Sometimes maybe you shouldn't.